Hey guys, and welcome to a new episode of Speedy Sonic Facts. So, I know I kind of cut off last time. We had some editing issues, really. So, forgive me for that. So, I know I shut off during Sonic Chronicles The Dark Brotherhood. So, I'm just going to restart Dark Brotherhood and just go on. And, yeah. Let's just kind of hop right into it. So, Sonic Chronicles The Dark Brotherhood, it's Sonic's first RPG game. So, players basically assemble a team of up to four characters to take part in turn-based combat against a variety of foes. So, you have special power attacks, and by using the DS's touchscreen, fun fact, occasional foes will attempt to flee the battle, and then that's prompting a chase-down minigame where you must avoid obstacles and hit boost to catch up with enemies to finish the battle, which can be annoying, I guess. So the story is a joint effort between Sonic, his friends, and Gunn appears to have defeated Dr. Eggman once and for all, so our heroes, happily ever after, is rudely interrupted by the villainous Marauders, who arrive to steal the Master Emerald and kidnap Knuckles. Sonic gathers his friends in an ever-escalating battle as the deepening mystery unfolds. Among the many revelations is that the Marauders are enduring members of the Nocturnus clan, an advanced echidna civilization that once warred with Knuckles' ancestors. They were transported to an alternate dimension called the Twilight Cage, where they conquered the local races and prepared to invade their home dimension. Sonic and his friends brave the unknown, shatter the Marauders' empire, and defeat their leader before returning home to a world that's been conquered by Dr. Eggman. Sad, sad, sad. So, I think it's a pretty good game. It kind of gives Sonic an RPG chance, kind of similar to Super Mario RPG. So, I think it's cool. It's a good story idea. I don't see how they kidnap Knuckles, though. Knuckles would just punch you and you would be gone. So, it must have been pretty hard to kidnap Knuckles there. Luckily, they find him in Chapter 2. I think it's very interesting that they decided to add Eggman as like a character, basically, because if he's like literally, if Eggman's helping them there, then how is he able to conquer the world if he was helping them the entire time? I don't know, maybe his robots did, or maybe he's not fully accessible through the good. I don't know, I didn't play this one. So, the characters, we have Sonic, who is power, Amy, who's a shifter, Tails is support, Rouge is off shifter. Knuckles is power. He's probably one of the best. Well, he's not the best, but one of the best. Yeah! Big, which is support. Kremu is support. Dr. Eggman is a shifter. Shadow has power. Omega has power, who is, he has the highest attack and defense in the game. And then there's Shade, who also has power. So, we have a lot of new faces here. So, first is Shade. So, she used to be a Marauder, but then she joined Sonic's. We have Per-Ulth Ix. He's the Imperator of the Nocturnus Clan. Skilla and Charb, which are two elite commanders of the Gizoid Army. The Zoa. It's basically a empire of energy-based creatures, I cannot speak today, led by General Raxus. We have the, Nurgle, which is basically a slug-like species. The Kron, who's like a rocky golem, basically. And the Volax, who is a species of incredibly powerful physics. And, yeah. So, nextly, we have the one that I tried to end with on our last episode but got cut out. Sonic and the Black Knight. the last game, Sonic game in the 2000s. So it's the second storybook series, second storybook game, basically. And it gives Sonic a sword, basically. It's a very interesting idea, and even though it became one of the most iconic Gather Know It games, it actually was one of the least popular selling Sonic games. Mostly because, I mean, it's just a little weird, you know? Sonic, the guy who usually, like, he usually jumps, he jumps on enemies, destroys them, homing attacks them, and all of a sudden, you decide to give him a sword that talks. Like, I mean, I don't blame it. Like, I don't blame the people for not liking this. But it did become a very, very, very know-it game, basically. So, it's not a bad game. The story is, Sonic is summoned into the legend of King Arthur by the wizard Merlina. She claims King Arthur has been corrupted by the power of the Excalibur Scabbard, and his knights of the Round Table now wreak havoc at his command. Sonic is paired with the living sword Caliburn to defeat the king and bring peace to the lands again. But this is all a play by Merlina to gain the power needed to freeze the legend in time and prevent the destined disastrous end of King Arthur and his knights. Will the tragedy of the future would be prevented? All those living things within the story would be trapped in the same point of their lives forever. Sonic rallies the knights to fight back, unlocks the true power of Caliburn, and stops Merlina's plans. Very clearly, basically referencing Excalibur Sonic. Am I saying that wrong? I'm probably saying that wrong. Correct me if I'm wrong. It's interesting. I mean, we don't really have any, like, classic levels here. It's just not really, I mean, it's decent. It's kind of cool to have a living sword, you know? But, I mean, I just don't know. Plus, it was interesting how they made Sonic's friends basically become knights and fight him, I know. Shadow, Knuckles, Blaze, Jet, and Silver. It's just an interesting idea. So, we have a lot of new faces in this, though. So we have Merlina, of course, the granddaughter of Merlin, who seeks out the magic power of the Excalibur Scabbard. Once it's in her possession, she becomes the all-powerful Dark Queen of the Underworld. Caliburn, who is an uptight sword entrusted to Sonic as he embarks on his quest. He's not too keen on Sonic's wild, recklessness nature, but the two grow to share mutual respect, and he is, in fact, the legendary Blade Excalibur. King Arthur, who is an illusion corrupted by Merlin to bring peace to Camelot, but corrupted by the power of the Excalibur Scabbard. It is the end of the true king of Camelot. In the end, the true king of Camelot is revealed. It's Sonic, by the way. We have a lot of familiar faces, basically. They still count. So we have Tails, who becomes the local blacksmith. Amy is the Moo, Lady of the Lake. Amy looks kind of weird, though. Like, geez, that dress is way too... Not Amy. Go with that. So we have Shadow Sir Lancelot, Knuckles as Sir Gawain, I think? No, Gawain. I don't know. Blaze is Sir Peaceable. Jet is Sir Lamorak, I think? Multiplayer only, along with Silver, who is Sir Galahad. And one factoid. So Sonic faces down two massive dragons in this quest. The Mist Dragon's coloration is remarkably similar to Dulce the Dragon from Sonic the Hedgehog animated series. The Red Dragon resembles the Bio Lizard of Sonic Adventure 2. Sir Lancelot even comments on it looking familiar, which is Shadow, as Knight. Yeah, speaking of that, in Sonic Movie 3, I realized something that a couple of you may not have noticed. So when Shadow is doing his remembering of Maria and they're watching that movie, I realized that that monster that they're watching on the TV, it actually resembles the Bio Lizard because you can see the cords and you can really see how it's familiar. So if you want to, go check that out and you can see what I mean. Next, we have the Sonic Racing series. I'm just going to go ahead and do every single Sonic Racing, basically, game here. I'm just going to do all three. So, it's kind of a ripoff to Mario Kart, yes. We know Sonic has had a lot of racing games, I guess. But then they officially did, like, a Sonic and Sega All-Stars Racing, basically, game. Game series, kind of. So this is kind of like a game series-ish, I guess. It started in 2010 and ended in 2019. They might keep doing them, I don't know. Because there's a chance that Sonic could be in the next Mario Kart. I mean, I wouldn't blame him. He got into Smash Bros. Basically, many of Sonic's friends join an all-star roster of Sega's iconic characters, plus a guest or two, usually other Sega characters. Each racer has a unique all-star move, which gives them a temporary edge over everyone else. My favorite probably being... I think this is just an item, but the Chaos Emeralds I like a lot. I mean, we all like to see a good Supersonic. Like, right? Yeah, we have a good amount of tracks. So first we have Seaside Hill from Sonic. We have Blizzard Castle from Billy Hatcher and the Giant Egg. We have Casino Park from Sonic. Carnival Town from Samba de Amigo. And then the next cup, we have Tokyo 2, which is Jet Set Radio. We have Korean Mansion, I think it is, the House of the Dead, which is from Final Fortress, which is from Sonic, and Jumble Jungle, which is from Super Monkey Ball. We have, we have pretty much just the same ones in repeat here. Blizzard Castle, Final Fortress, Carnival Town, Casino Park. A couple new ones. I'm going to list the new ones. We have Detritus Desert, I think it is, from Super Monkey Ball. I don't think there's any other new ones on that one. We also have we have one DLC track, which is the Death Egg from Sonic, and then another one is Pirate's Ocean from Super Monkey Ball. So it's kind of cool. Each character kind of gets their own vehicle, which all have a name. And Super Sonic is is the All-Star move. But anyway, I like it a lot. I think it's kind of cool, but all the characters from Sonic would be Sonic, Tails, Amy, Knuckles, Dr. Eggman, Shadow, Big, and Metal Sonic, who is DC, or sorry, not DC, DLC. Oof. We can also add some guest characters, which can be Banjo and Kazooie, Xbox 30 avatars, or the Mii Wii. That's what to say. It's kind of cool. I think it's cool how they kept it like a Sonic game, but they really tried to, like, add some other Sega stuff in there. So the next one, it is the sequel to Sonic and Sega All-Stars. It's Sonic and All-Stars Racing Transformed. So it has better graphics, of course, and it has a lot of new items. Ton. So we have the All-Star, the Blowfish, the Boost, the Drone, the Firework, the Ice Cannon, the Glove, the Hot Rod, the Swarm, and the Twister. All pretty good items. We have a lot of new tracks. I'm just not going to name them all. But there's, they're pretty much all new. And they're all pretty good. I mean, yeah. It still didn't really gain too much popularity. Like, this series never gained too much popularity. Like, if you like it, good for you. I mean, yeah, some people might not. But it's... yeah, just never gained much popularity. Like, let's say for some reason you don't like the song Open Your Heart. If you don't, sorry I'm talking like this. I do, most people do. That's what it's like if you like this game. Like, everyone loves it, and you're like, why do you like this? Except that's us, and you're like the one who loves it. Anyway, so we have a lot of characters. They're pretty much actually the same as... for Sonic characters, they're the same as before, but this has a lot more other characters. So each vehicle basically has car, airplane, or boat. So, yeah, everyone has a car, airplane, or boat. Some of them look really cool. Like, let's see here. Ooh, I don't know. Eggman looks pretty cool, to be honest. And Knuckles and Shadow don't look that bad, too. But yeah, it's kind of cool. It's better, but it's not great. Moving on. We have the final game so far. If you're listening to this in the future, and there's a new one out soon, maybe, but so far, it's the only one out. It's Team Sonic Racing. The final, for now, Sonic Racing game. It's, it basically, well, it's still the sequel to both of them. So, yeah, it's filled with Sonic, his friends, and his enemies. You can kind of go in trios, I think. It's pretty good. It introduced a lot more characters. And I kind of like this. You might not. But I kind of like how this just made it all Sonic. It doesn't have any other characters from other games, really. It just has Sonic characters. So we have Sonic, Tails, Knuckles, Shadow, Rouge, Omega, Amy, Chows. Yeah, Chows, I think. Big, Blaze, Silver, Vector, Metal Sun, Dr. Eggman, and Zavok. Zavok, I don't know why he got in, to be honest. Good job, Zavok, I guess. It has a lot of... well, it just kind of goes back on having a lot of Sonic... I think it's actually all Sonic courses. But, so there's always, like, there's basically teams. So there's Team Sonic, which is Sonic, Tails, and Knuckles. There's Team Dark, which is Shadow, Rouge, and Omega. There's Team Rose, who is Amy, Chao, which is it doesn't matter if it's neutral, hero, Dark, and Oma Chao. And then Big. And Team Vector is Blaze, Silver, and Vector. And then Team Eggman is Metal Sonic, Dr. Eggman, and Zavok. It's pretty cool. They replaced all the new items with Wisps. Wisps. I don't know. They're pretty cool. It's kind of cool how they made these give you cool racing abilities. and there's a ton of them, so it feels a lot more random. But, yeah, I think it's kind of cool. Alright, we're going back in time here. So, we're going to talk about, once again, kind of a series, I guess. It's Sonic the Hedgehog Episode 4, Sonic the Hedgehog 4, Sonic the Hedgehog 4 Episode 1, Sonic the Hedgehog 4 Episode 2, Sonic the Hedgehog 4 Episode Metal. Sorry, messed that up. So, it's basically, it's the spiritual predecessor to Sonic Mania. Sonic the Hedgehog 4 takes the look of modern Sonic and gives it the classic Sonic treatment, basically. So, unlike Advanced Series, it gives, Sonic the Hedgehog 4, unlike Sonic Advance, which gives Sonic and his friends a very variety of abilities and skills, Sonic 4 just keeps things simple with a classic spin dash and modern homing attack, which I love. But the homing attack is one of the best things that ever happened to Sonic. I remember when I played Sonic Generations, I was like, I love playing modern Sonic because he had the homing attack. But whenever I played, like, classic Sonic, I was like, why? Why? Like, I'd jump up and I'd be like, why isn't the homing attack working? I'm like, oh, right, I don't have it. And it's annoying. That's annoying. But yeah, it's pretty good. So it has Episode 1, which is just Sonic. Episode 2, which is Sonic and Tails. And then Episode Metal is showing how Metal Sonic got, how he returned after the events of CD. So the story is Dr. Eggman is out to conquer the world once again by kidnapping small animals and using them to power his machines. So Sonic sets out to foil his plans, as always, and manages to take down the space base known as the Egg Station, except that is the one piece of much larger framework used to transform Little Planet into the newest Death Egg. Sonic and Tails reunite to finish the fight with newly restored and empowered Metal Sonic hot on their heels. Which, you find out. So yeah, it has some pretty decent levels, you know? I think it's cool how there's two episodes. I like it. Probably my favorite would be Episode Metal. So, basically, before I do that one, so the story in Episode 1, you already kind of heard. So, Sonic's trying to take down Eggman, and then the final level, not including special stages, is the Egg Station Stone, where you take down it, and then Episode 2, you have to do it all again with the help of Tails. And then the final level, not including special stages, is you have a bunch of bosses. You have Dr. Eggman and Metal Sonic. And it's tough. It's very tough. So the final zone in Episode 2 is Death Egg MK2 Zone. And then my probably favorite, Episode Metal. So the first is where Dr. Eggman's remote RoboScreen finds Metal Sonic where he left him, battered and beaten down on Little Planet. And after a big jolt, Metal Sonic limps back home to begin his revenge. So first in Mad Gear Zone, so he has to go through the paces before he can earn a tune-up from his creator. And then he explores Lost Labyrinth Zone and finds a mysterious orb full of dark power. So he takes that for himself and flies off supercharged. And the final one is Casino Street Zone, where Metal Sonic's hunt for Sonic takes him through the glitzy plaza. And then finally we have Splash Hill Zone, where he goes through the coastal hills. He arrives a second too late and sees the tornado bound for the castle zone. So he takes up the rocket. So he takes up the rocket once, uses to reach the egg station, and gives chase. Very soon, fights on. Yeah. So, nextly, we have Sonic Colors. Very, very famous Sonic game, introducing us to Wisps, which we never forgot. So, it's a basically a successor to Sonic Unleashed. So, yeah, it's decent. It has wisps to help you out. I don't know why I say it like that. Just ignore it. So they can give you basically special powers, and they're unlocked throughout the game. Yeah, they're very handy. I talk all about them because, yeah. So, the story is that Dr. Eggman announces he's retired from his villainous ways and unveils a sprawling orbital theme park as a recompense on his past misdeeds. Sonic and Tails don't trust this and ride the orbital elevator out to investigate. They swiftly discover Dr. Eggman has taken over the entire planet Wisp and is harvesting the native's natural energy to fuel a massive mind control ray. Sonic and Tails invade each part of the theme park to battle robots and free Wisps. In the Wii version, Sonic battles Dr. Eggman and then escapes as the theme park is consumed by a black hole. In the DS version, all Sonic's friends, and otherwise, show up as well for an assortment of reasons. They unlock challenges for Sonic to overcome each stage. Once all the Chaos Emeralds are gathered, Super Sonic must purify the Dega Mother Wisp and return her to her children. In either scenario, once Planet Wisp and the Wisps are freed, they use their incredible power to bring their home world back where it came from. At the end. So probably the most famous level from this would be the Planet Wisp, which returns in Generations. We'll talk about that very soon. It's not bad. I think it's kind of cool how Eggman Land kind of, well, it was really, Eggman really went all Eggman Land here, and it's, you know, it's cool. Yeah, I like it. It's very famous. We all love the Wisps. I don't know why I say it so long. For new faces, we have a lot. First, we have Yakker, who is a white boost Wisp, who was befriended early on by Sonic and Tails. And using his Miles Electric, Tails eventually is able to decipher what the Wisp's language is thanks to Yakker's help. So we have a lot. So Yakker is a white boost, but we have the blue cube. It's hard to say. Cyan Laser, Green Hover, Orange Rocket, Pink Spike, Red Burst, White Boost, and Yellow Drill. And for new faces, one that is very famous now is Orbot and Cubot. This is the first game we see on them, and now we see them a lot. We see them a ton, actually. And it's very, I like them. They're cool. They're funny. And they bring a little bit of that ha-ha in Sonic. But, I mean, Sonic brings some ha-ha, too. I mean, it's Sonic. So, Orbot, who's kind of, so he's clearly based on SA-55 from Sonic Unleashed. He's lazy and sarcastic. And Cubot is notably dim-witted with a malfunctioning voice chip that lapses in all sorts of weird voices. So, yeah. We also have, of course, the Wisps, but, yeah. We also have Mother Wisp and the Nega Mother Wisp, which you can't even see the similarity there. Jeez. Nextly, we have, for Sonic's 20th anniversary, we have Sonic Generations. Very famous game, showing us really that there are only two Sonics in this world. Classic Sonic and Modern Sonic. Those are the two Sonics. Unlike Mario, where there's Paper Mario, there's Modern Mario, basically. There's a bunch of Marios. Why am I comparing them to Sonics? I mean, I don't know. There's only two Sonics, and this shows us that. So, I have played Sonic Generations, I can tell you that for a fact. And I have to say, I like it. The only thing is that I played it with Shadow Generations on Sonic X Shadow Generations. Now, the thing is that I played Shadow Generations first. So, when I switched over to Sonic Generations, I was like, what is this homing attack? Like, seriously, when I was right next to an enemy, I jumped and was like, no, you don't get a homing attack, bro. It's like, what? What? So, yeah, the homing attack in this, it's not amazing, but, I mean, I guess you can manage it. The one thing that I do kind of like, I don't know, it feels like the boost can go longer in this. The only thing that sucks is that I learned when I first did Shadow Generations, I learned that if you continuously press the boost button, you go almost as fast as regular boost. So I was like, I was just doing that, right? So I tried this in Sonic Generations. It turns out, don't do that. Because in Shadow Generations, if you do that, you don't lose 80 boost. But in Sonic Generations, if you do that, you lose like 3/4 of your boost. So don't do it. Don't. But anyway, we're actually going to talk about this game now. So, Sonic Generations, it was crafted to celebrate Sonic's 20th anniversary and did so in style. So, the console version of the game saw two versions of Sonic Modern and Classic, navigating a white void, restoring stages and friends from across their shared legacy. So, Modern Sonic stages were primarily designed as high-speed obstacle courses and a variety of hidden paths. And Classic Sonic stages were 2D platformers with speedy sections. The two iconic playstyles were packaged together in one high-quality love letter to the series. It's cool how they added the challenges where the friends that you restore after you beat Act 1 and Act 2 can like help you in certain challenges. I kind of like the bosses, though. Probably my favorite would be Perfect Chaos. It's really cool to see Open Your Heart remix. And I just think it was a really well-done boss fight, to be honest. I like it a lot. My least favorite would probably have to be... I have no idea. Let's move on with that. So the story is, after being trounced by Sonic and Colors, Dr. Eggman finds himself drifting in space. And the void, he finds a mysterious malevolent force he dubs the Time Eater. And the Mad Doctor enhances the Time Eater and unleashes it on all of space-time, reducing reality to a white void and kidnapping all Sonic's friends on his birthday, no less, and turning them basically into statues. So Sonic eventually teams up with himself, Classic Sonic, and together the boys in blue use the power of their speed to reverse the damage. As they piece together reality, Dr. Eggman recruits his classic self to fully upgrade the Time Eater into its formidable final form. In the end, the heroic hedgehogs call upon the power of the Chaos Emeralds after dying. Pretty much, yeah. And eliminate the Time Eater as Supersonics. Which, yeah, pretty cool. That's not a bad boss fight, too, though. One thing is that final thing where you have to break through the giant lava ball... And it tells you to press L and R, right? I'm doing it, and I'm, like, getting progress. And it just brings me back. Like, it didn't work. So, I don't know. I'm going to try it again. I tried it again. Yeah. But yeah. So, we have the classic Green Hill Zone as the start. Nextly, we have Chemical Plant Zone, my least favorite zone. If you don't know why, if you heard that I'm Drowning music... Like, seriously, when I was out of Chemical Plant, I was like, oh, thank you. But the only one is worse is that would probably be Planet Wisp. I think Planet Wisp was horrible for me. It was horrible. horrible. Very, very. But after Camel Cliff, we have Sky Sanctuary, Speed Highway, City Escape Zone. I love that zone. Seaside Hill. Seaside Hill, I think that's kind of weird because in the Modern Sonic stage, so Act 2, I think it is. Yeah, Act 2. It's like if you fall off, you're fine. Yeah, I feel like it's kind of harder to die there. Crisis City. Crisis City is can be kind of hard, but it's fun. Rooftop Run. You gotta love Rooftop Run. And then Planet Whiffs, which it was not fun for me. Not fun. But, yeah. Sometimes I wish I did the handheld version, because, like we have the, but it's kind of cool that we have, like, different bosses. I think it would have been so fun to play the Biolizard boss fight. But, I mean, I'm going to say I do still enjoy the console rival ones. So the handheld stages are Green Hill, Casino Night, Mushroom Hill, Emerald Coast, Radical Highway, Water Palace Zone, Tropical Resort Zone, and Special Stage, which it's kind of sad because I don't think the console version of it, I don't think they got Special Stages. That kind of sucks. But yeah, so there's some hidden treasures in this, so there's a ton of unlockable content, including concept art, cinematics, and oodles of music from across the history of the series, both original and remixed. Well, in the lounge where you enjoy all your stuff, press back on the Xbox 360 or select on the PS3 to access a hidden statue gallery. I actually haven't done that. I've been too busy with with Generations. I just wanted to kind of move through, you know? And I actually get that. I'm going to try that out soon, though. But for console rivals and bosses, I did the console, so. We have Classic Metal Sonic. He's actually pretty fun. Oh, I think this is going to be my least favorite boss fight, actually. Shadow, I don't really like it. You know, it just feels like it puts too much pressure on him. Silver's actually pretty fun. Time Eater, I guess. Perfect Chaos, Death Egg Robot, Death Egg Robot was not my favorite. Egg Dragoon, same, For handheld, we have Classic Metal Sonic, Shadow the Hedgehog, Silver the Hedgehog, Time Eater, all those. And then the new ones are, we have Big Arm, that's Classic Sonic. Biolizard, which is Modern Sonic. And then Egg Emperor, which is also Modern Sonic. Nextly, we have Sonic Lost World. So this is a very famous game introducing the Deadly Six, which pretty famous, you know, they're pretty popular. And it's pretty fun, you know, it has its flaws, but yeah, it's not bad, you know? So after striking gold with Sonic Unleashed, Sonic Colors, and Sonic Generations, so Sonic Lost World, it took the bold move to reinvent the wheel. So, gone are the high-speed obstacle courses and boost mechanics. Sad. I liked boost. Instead, speed jogging, sprinting, and spin dashing. The latter two are maintained by holding down, just doing stuff. So Sonic's attacks are also altered. So his homing attack now has three stages of charge, rewarding your patience with an increasingly powerful hit. That's kind of weird. Just homing attack. Some enemies resist the technique now, forcing Sonic to use a flying kick, which sends these foes flying into the Wii U version. In the 3DS version, he performs a somersault kick, which to momentarily disable his opponent. I think the Wii U version would probably be better. Like, flying kick, like, that's much better. But I don't like how they just, I like the boost, and they just were like, no boost, and I'm sad. Like, I like the boost a lot. I think it's a really good mechanic. I'm very glad that they added it. Like, without boost, like, I feel like without boost, I'd probably get it like a D rank on every level. So the story is Sonic and Tails accidentally discover a lost hex when shot down while pursuing Dr. Eggman. He set up shop on the Hidden World and enslaved the local Zedi. However, when Sonic breaks Dr. Eggman's control over them, The Deadly Six return the favor by turning on hero and villain alike. So Sonic and Eggman are forced into an uneasy alliance as they seek out the heart of Dr. Eggman's plans, a device that can draw a very life force out of the planet. So Dr. Eggman intends to use the energy to supercharge his robot enemy, but the Deadly Six have taken over the power for themselves. So Sonic fights his way across Lost Hex, trounces each of the Deadly Six, and puts down Dr. Eggman's vile but inevitable betrayal. Before we kind of talk more about this, I have a question for you guys. So I know that, unlike some other games, music really is a good thing here. And I remember when I first got into Sonic, I probably would just be a movie guy if I didn't start listening to the music. So my favorite band is Crush 40. I feel bad for them that after 2010, they didn't get much, really. I feel bad for them, to be honest, but I really do like Crush 40. I like a lot of their songs. So I have a question for you guys. What is your favorite Sonic band, and what is your favorite song? Because I'm going to say Crush 40 is my favorite band. I don't know what my favorite song is. I mean, Open Your Heart's good. Live and Learn's good. What I'm Made Of is good. That was like the first Crush 40 song I listened to. But yeah. What do you think? Because I'm kind of interested to see your opinion there. Yeah. Moving on, we're just going to talk about the stages. So we have Windy Hill, which came back in Smash Bros. Ultimate as a stage. Desert Ruins, Tropical Coast, Frozen Factory, Silent Forest, Sky Road, and then Lava Mountain, where you fight the final boss, is... And we also have some bonus stages exclusive for the Wii U after you've completed the game. It's exclusive content. So first is Hidden World, which is basically a bunch of bonus challenges. And Nightmare Zone, which is originally available only in the limited run bonus edition. This zone has Sonic take on a gauntlet of bosses from Nights into Dreams. So each boss follows the attack patterns of the Deadly Six, and you'll earn a large quantity of small animals at the end. So it's also cool how they added some Nintendo stages as DLC. So one of them is Yoshi's Island Zone, which when I love Mario, and I still kind of like Mario a little bit. I like Sonic better. I like Yoshi, so I was kind of happy to see that they included Yoshi's Island Zone. And then they also, it's free DLC. And then they also added a Legend of Zelda zone from Skyward Sword. It's cool how they added that. They also, they have Wisps on this. It's pretty cool. Yeah, I think it's nice that they've made their way to Lost Hex, I guess. It's so cool they brought back those really popular Wisps. So our new faces are Zavok, the leader of the Deadly Six, Zaz, who's wild, Zomom, I think, no, that's not how it's it. It's Zomom? I don't know. I don't know how to say this stuff, just say it in your head. Who's basically, he will do anything for food, and he's very dumb. Xena, who's lazy and self-absorbed, and she's vicious. But yeah, she's yeah. Zig, who is the former leader of the Deadly Six, but then Zavok took control of that. Zavok still calls Zig Master, even though technically Zig should be calling Zavok Master. Yeah, and then finally Xor, who's a cringing shut-in who revels in darkness and negativity. He's said to possess strange dark powers that the others do not, I guess, so. Yeah, it's cool. No! Alright, guys. No. God. Alright. I'm gonna do this, and actually, I'm just gonna finish out with it. Well, I'm just gonna finish out this series. Oh, yeah. Okay. So, I'm just gonna go ahead and say, I don't like Sonic Boom, okay? I don't like Sonic Boom. I know a lot of people out there, you love Sonic Boom. I don't like Sonic Boom. Why, you may ask? Why does Sonic look so weird? Everyone looks so weird. Like, Knuckles has fingers and is taller than Sonic. And everyone has super long arms and looks so weird if you think about it. It's so wrong. Really, I hate Sonic Boom, but we're doing the 2014 to 2016 Sonic Boom series, starting with Rise of Lyric. So the story is, as Sonic and his friends chase down Dr. Eggman, they become separated and stumble upon an ancient tomb. Within, they find the Snake Lyric and accidentally set him free. Despite being new to them, Lyric means to hold some kind of grudge against the heroes and lashes out. So Sonic and his crew come to learn Lyric is an ancient conqueror who now seeks the Chaos Crystals to revive his long dormant army and conquer the world. Dr. Eggman, meanwhile, attempts to use Lyric to his own ends, only for his own robot army to be stolen from under him by the Snake. After traveling across the islands and even through time, Sonic and his team manage to gather the Chaos Crystals, but are then forced by Lyric to hand them over. Undaunted, the heroes rally to stop Lyric's conquest before it can begin. Yeah. It's also, I can't remember if it's this one or another one. But, I remember it's the, let's see if I can find it here. I don't know, it could be a different game. I'm just gonna say it now. So, do you guys remember the Sonic Boom level? The one where you had to run across the water and avoid the pills? Yeah. Do you remember the dialogue? Remember Tails saying, "Look at those ramps! We can use them as ramps! Avoid the pools! They hurt! What tipped you off, genius?" This is why I hate Sonic Boom. But for new faces, we have Styx the Badger, who, I mean, she doesn't look weird, actually. In Rise of Lyric, she'll give you crowns in exchange for shinies. You find hidden across the islands. So she's a friend of Sonic, and once you gain her trust. Another one is Lyric the Ancient, who's a weird-looking snake. Maya, I think it is. Another of Lyric, he's one of Lyric's rebellious creations. QNC, or Quincy, as he's called. It's one of Lyric's creations as well. It looks pretty funky. Next, we have Sonic Boom, Shattered Crystal. This one, Styx is actually available as a playable character, kind of earning her a spot, as luckily she's respected now. So, the story is long.